Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. We're right in the middle of a holiday season here. Happy holidays, friends. My name's Justin Mecha, and you know what? It's exciting that we have cell phones going off in the studio. That's my guest for you. Forgot to put it on silent. That's okay.
Nobody
That's
told
okay.
me, Justin.
That's okay.
Should we start over?
No. We're good. Let the people hear that this is real stuff. Ain't no podcast here. This is FM AM, baby. I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Scott Countryman with Goosehead Insurance, obviously very busy. Phone just ringing, is in the studio with me because as we wrap up 2023, I figured we'd take the next 5 weekends and discuss perhaps a forecast of 2024 if we have one. And as a leader in the insurance industry, you know, one of the things that an agent will negotiate on behalf of a buyer when we put together a buy sell, when we put together a purchase agreement, is a window of time for that buyer to shop for adequate homeowners insurance. And why would that be important?
Well, obviously insurance is critical for the lien holder. They sure. want to make sure that the property that they're going to participate in the investment with you in is going to be properly protected.
Right.
So that process takes time.
Right.
The loan officer is going to be involved with that, as am I. But it's a time for shopping for your insurance.
Right.
And the more time you have, the better opportunity you have to get a good rate.
Right.
It is just that complicated these days.
And it's not always just rate, it's coverage.
Correct.
Yeah, adequate coverage. So, you know, as I've learned from you, you know, now when I go put my boots on the ground and walk around and assess properties, I'm starting to I'm keeping an eye open to things like, is there a nearby fire hydrant, or how far away is the fire department? And is that a fully staffed fire department? You know, and I don't have all of the answers because that's not exactly my scope of expertise. However, I can start to look at things, you know, I can look at how far away the trees are, the timber, right, from the house, right? And I believe you shared with me that there's actually a field of, what, 30 feet?
Correct.
That the insurance underwriter prefers,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you're looking at that cabin in the woods, we need to ask the question, how dense are the woods?
And I think what you're getting to, Justin, is where a lot of realtors need to get to,
mm-hmm.
right? They become well-versed in what's the school district doing?
Sure.
You know, do we have good schools? How is the internet service
at that
particular property? Those real estate agents that are taking the next step are looking at, you know, what does this look like from a wildfire defense perspective?
Right.
Is this property going to cause you problems? Are you going to have higher insurance premiums because of these factors?
Yeah.
And speaking to that helps educate the client at the very earliest stages of the process.
That's right.
Which helps me on the back end for sure.
So it's not just flashy photos on Instagram.
It is not.
I thought that's all we had to do. Yeah, you're right though. There's that whole picture. And it's just like last weekend we were talking about being grateful for the people that we get to serve and that we get to be connected with and connected by. When you're the agent shopping on behalf of the buyer, when you're putting those things together as the agent, since if I offer to take on thinking like that, that the more that I can do that, the more that they can stay focused on picturing themselves and or their families in this dwelling.
Correct.
Yeah, they can say, wow, I love the kitchen. I love the windows. I love the views. I love the master bedroom, or I guess it's primary bedroom now, sorry.
Yeah.
I love these things that I picture my life in. And we get to keep our eyes sharp for the other things, the other conversations to be had that may be a little less exciting. Like, hey, we got to talk about insurance coverage.
Yep.
On that note though, Scott, what can you, if anything, tell us a little bit about what's coming up, right, with insurance? I know that we've been rocked a little bit over the last couple of years, you know, largely due to, if I understand this correctly, escalating values and underwriters then understanding like, wow, we're not dealing with an average sale price of $280,000 anymore. Now we're dealing with, in some cases, over $1 million. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're going to have to insure against that potential loss if that were to happen. We need to throw a little bit more money in that bucket, right?
Yeah.
And then you also have, we had a lot of wildfires in recent years that have, for lack of a better word, scared a few of our underwriters, at least on a national level, to say, if I'm not mistaken, they kind of packed their bags and said, see you later, we're getting out of here.
a lot of that has happened. Yeah. And I don't know where we are to break, Matt. 1 minute.
Yeah.
Let's tee it up and we'll just leave it at the fact that the rate of inflation that we've experienced, the rapid rate of inflation, negatively impacted the insurance industry in ways that we haven't seen in 30 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in the industry for 30 years, but I've talked to people that have.
Yeah.
And it has been a game changer, not to where we can't get insurance, but it has really made it a lot more work and more efforts required. So we'll talk about what's going to happen next year.
All right, cool. This is the Flight at Home Show. We're hanging out with Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance. We're talking about 2024. It's in our windshield. And what does it look like? This is the Flight at Home Show. My name is Justin Meche. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and information, and may I even say connection. My name is Justin Meche. In the studio with me, connecting people, Scott Countryman, Goosehead Insurance, and we're talking about the what is right in front of us. There's no more bends in this road anymore. We've got 2024 happening, next exit. It's that close. Gosh, can you believe it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this year flew.
It did, Matt.
It felt like it was like last week. We were saying Happy New Year, and here we are about to say Happy New Year. It's funny. It keeps going. So we're talking about that being said, we've seen in the last couple of years, not just exclusive to this year, insurance has gotten a little more robust, right? The conversation, and put it this way, one of the things that you started to advise us quite some time ago was, hey, agents, can you give us a little bit more time to shop for that homeowner's insurance? I mean, there was once upon a time when we were writing a buy sell or an offer on a piece of real estate, we would say, yeah, here's our closing date. And oh yeah, I'm going to give you like a week to shop your homeowner's insurance because it seemed to be a little bit automated. It seemed to be a little bit simple. It was like, hey, Scott, I'm buying a new house. Okay, here's your policy, right? And I don't think it was that simple. However, it felt like it was that simple. And then suddenly all of this inflation in 2020, 2021, and 2022 happened. So now insurance companies started to ask bigger questions like, wow, if we're going to insure against risk and yet you're appreciating at 40% in some cases year over year, then we need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Because if you appreciate beyond your policy coverage, then what happens if you lose the house, right?
Yeah.
We got somebody upside down.
There's a lot of people that are underinsured.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the cost of the materials and the cost of labor. Obviously, we're no stranger to here in the Flathead.
Sure.
But the prime example was my roof had to be replaced following the hailstorm from 2022.
Yeah.
And the cost to replace it was about double what I had anticipated it would have been.
Wow.
And so the insurance companies, when you look at the law of large numbers that they operate by, you multiply that across the country.
Yeah.
And now they are paying out on these claims at a rate that they didn't anticipate even a year ago.
Right.
And so they were struggling for profitability.
Right. And you need profit to keep the lights on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, these are businesses that are in business to develop profit, to support their staff, their families, and all those things. And also just to stay in business.
Yep.
You know, we all operate in that manner.
Yep.
So we can't look at our insurance companies and say, well, I thought you were a charity.
Yeah.
I thought if my house burned down and I only paid you $8 a month, then you're going to build me a mansion.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, does it?
No. Thank you for clarifying that. But it is so when that happened and the insurance companies were starting to see these claims come through at much higher costs than they had projected the year prior, they started to change their guidelines and they started to tighten things up to where, as a real world example, a lot of carriers now, if you come to me with a client wanting to buy a home, I have to talk about their auto insurance because half of my carriers won't write the home without bundling the auto.
Got it.
So that's one example.
Yeah.
Others are,
you know, well, I imagine for the carrier in their defense, if they're writing the auto, then there's a little bit of money to be made there. And so they can keep the coverage more competitive or lower on the home.
Right. They're definitely trying to get more of your business.
Right. So that they can keep it at lower. Yep, right. Yep, exactly. So in this case, if you were to fractionalize your insurance coverage, you're probably paying too much.
Possibly. So what's interesting about that is there's a lot of marketing that goes on around bundling.
Yeah.
And about half the time I do bundle and about half the time I break the bundle.
Okay. Got it.
Just to get the best rate for the client.
So it sounds like you have a lot of tools in your belt.
I do. I have a bunch of carriers and I use all of them.
Got it.
For a myriad of cases. And I will continue to do so well into 2024. So as we start looking out to the forecast, anybody that's a realtor in the lending world has felt the pain in their workspace. We're going to continue to feel that pain through 2024.
Right.
I've talked to a number of carriers. Their ratios that they look for to measure the profitability of their business are improving, but they're not to where they need to be.
Got it.
To where they switch gears from driving for profit to driving for market growth.
Right, right. Gotcha.
Because you'll see the premiums change. You'll see the guidelines soften, but I don't anticipate seeing that.
For the customer, for the consumer, for the homeowner, mm-hmm. It sounds like this might be pretty simplistic. It sounds like there's an advantage to someone like you having multiple options.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're going to break a bundle, you've got to have the choices available.
Yeah. Yep. So it's kind of like walking into Baskin Robbins. You got like 31 flavors, huh?
There is. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of choices. And you have people that are buying properties for investment that has some specialty carriers do that. You have first time home buyers have special products for them as well. So you need those tools.
Yeah. I remember when we were getting our policy through you and you were even asking about my son's grades. Why do you need to know that? Like, you're going to also say congratulations. I mean, I'm grateful for his grades. His grades are awesome. And apparently that shows up as a benefit on his auto policy.
Yeah. Justin's being very humble here, but he has a rock star son for a student.
Yeah.
Gets it from his mom, right?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. That's
right. But those things do help. You look for every advantage that you can because every dollar counts.
Yeah.
When we're dealing with the cost of consumer price index going up.
Yep.
Every dollar counts.
That's right. Scott, thank you for your time. Appreciate all the service that you have continued to do in this valley and will continue to do in 2024. Anybody shopping out there for a better rate or a more comprehensive plan, they need to give you a call.
Or just go to my website, getgoosehead.com.
Getgoosehead.com. I like it. Cool. This is the Flathead Home Show. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home for the holidays.